Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I've said stuff that I've never said before.
So really?
Here we go. Yeah.
Hello, kids, och välkomna tillbaka till podcasten Mina vännerboken. Jag tackar ödmjukast för att ni gjorde att kickstarten för tredje året i rad gick i hamn. Jajamän, det blir en bok 2022, tänkte jag så här, är i full gång. Evigt, evigt, evigt tack till er som backade. Ja, jag beklagar till er som missade, helt enkelt. Jag tror att jag, på tal om något annat, förra veckan glömde att säga att vi har två nya patrons. De heter Robert Olsson och Mattias Wahlberg. Varmt hjärtinnerligt välkomna ombord ska ni vara. Hoppas ni ska trivas. Mattias är 50 kronors patrons, och således har han rätt till en egen fråga till kommande gäster. Återkommer den, min vän, så ska vi se att den implementeras. Gör som de här två. Stötta den här podden på patreon.com/minavannerboken. Så missar du ingenting och ungarna får hyran betald här hemma. Nu, hörni, ska vi för andra gången i den här poddens historia ge oss ut på min tunnaste is. Nämligen att prata engelska. Jag ber om ursäkt på förhand. Vi ska göra det med en av Sveriges största och populäraste komiker. Han är född i Huddersfield i England, uppväxt på Nya Zeeland, började med stand-up 99, om jag förstod det rätt, men flyttade med kärleken till Sverige 2010, och succéföreställningarna har avlöst varandra här. Hur som helst, det här avsnittet var för mig i alla fall fantastiskt att spela in. Jag hoppas att det känns. Den här podden, den klipps ju så som brukligt är av Alex på Silverdrake förlag. Men nu, hörni, the 235th page in Mina vännerboken, Al Pitcher! Hej!
Hej!
Much welcome to Mina vännerboken.
Thank you, tack.
Thank you, thank you. So we have the elephant in the room is the fact that the listeners already know this because I've already said it in the intro and I've talked about it through the years. I am deeply embarrassed with my level of speaking English.
Well, let's put the mirror up to you, yep. Elephant.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite a nice introduction. There's an elephant in the room. I was like, all right, mate. You know, it's tough to work out these days. Yeah, I'm embarrassed with my ability not to understand Swedish.
Yeah.
So can we just meet each other?
Please. But we already talked about it a few minutes ago. We're going to meet with in talking Swedish. English, sorry.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah. No, we're going to meet like North Korea, South Korea. We're just going to meet on the border and shake hands, walk away and hate each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who am I in this?
Well, the way you've treated me so far, North Korea.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect. We have better hair, I think. It was quite a struggle to even get you here. Are you busy, or you don't do this so much?
I don't do many podcasts at all.
Mm.
Interestingly, I don't know if this is what a ridiculous way to start a conversation. Interestingly, really builds it up. It's like when people say, this is so funny.
Yeah, people are leaning forward to the headphones now.
Okay, just people are like, I'm going to pause this because I need to...
Shut up, think something really interesting.
I haven't... Even on my tour for this year, I haven't done any media.
No?
Like, I haven't done podcasts. I haven't, that's a lot. I did one radio thing, but I haven't done TV.
Mm.
So I find that good in one way,
yeah.
bad in the other.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to do these kind of things. I do enjoy them.
Yeah, but you don't have to because it's always sold out. That's the reason.
No, I wasn't going there.
But
I
that's the truth.
I shot the elephant. No, I don't do that if you're thinking of doing that. I think it's word of mouth, my sales,
yeah.
actually. Yeah, yeah. So I think it does. But I'm never one of those. I'm not like Taylor Swift or Johan Glantz. I
yeah.
mean, in the same conversation. the Swifties and the Glantzies. I'm not one of those that can put a show on sale and, yeah, almost like Johanna Nordstrom, like, it's gone.
Okay,
you know?
No.
Mine is still, it's still a struggle.
Okay, okay. But mouth get
there.
To mouth.
I get it there in the end. Yeah. Mouth to mouth.
Yeah. Mouth to mouth struggle.
Yeah. CPR kind of struggle. Yeah.
They're getting old. Yeah. So, yeah. You're just going to stay with the language part for a few minutes, just
yeah.
because the struggle with my English makes it, I think it's, like, I don't travel as much as I think I would do if I felt comfortable speaking good English.
Yeah.
When we are traveling or when I meet, like, you, for example, I don't feel as comfortable. I can't joke. I can't, I don't understand references. So what's the worst part of living in a country where you don't feel comfortable speaking the language?
I think it's the embarrassment. I think it's the comedy is so open and you're so naked. I know I've seen your act, but it's, you know, and you're so kind of vulnerable.
Mm.
And when you think you die a death, that's how I feel about not understanding the language. I almost feel like people will have meetings about it afterwards. Like,
yeah.
did you hear, like, he didn't, you know, we asked him for a coffee and he said, yeah, good weather, you know, like, so it's, I see it socially as well. Mm. Like, I see a group of people chatting. I don't go up to them because I'm not, but I see them in Swedish and I can feel, maybe it's a paranoia, but I see it in their eyes where they're like, oh God, here we go, change the chat. You know, we've got to change, you know, from classic radio to rock, you know,
yeah.
like it's almost like this kind of coming from New Zealand, it's a European feeling sometimes where I feel like I haven't had to learn, but I feel people that are immigrants, I'm an immigrant, I should be in that immigrant world, and I come here and I don't, and I have tried.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't be accused of not trying.
No.
But, I mean, we've all tried to, you know, run the fastest 100 meters and, you know, we've all tried,
yeah.
but it just hasn't stuck.
Yeah.
But what's your thing then? Is it kind of...
With English? I guess the same. I think I haven't tried. I haven't done courses or read English books or something. So I haven't really tried. But I also think it's something I have a. My brain is. It's not built the same way. I really think so. But when you say about I'm one of them who are when you are in the room who not rolling my eyes when we switch from rock to classic to rock,
yeah.
but I'm. It's a problem for me, and it's not because it's because I'm ashamed too.
Oh yeah,
do you understand?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
that's this. I think that's many of if that's the case that people are rolling their eyes, I think it's for themselves.
Oh, okay,
that's
so Swedish,
yeah,
isn't it?
I know.
It's you shame on myself for not understanding my language in my country. It's like, you know, God.
But for example, if you hadn't moved to Sweden, you had moved to a country where they don't have English subtitles on TV and it's not so influenced by like USA and so I don't know.
Yeah,
Greece. I don't know why they don't speak English. I have no idea. Do you think you have been able to speak their languages then?
No.
No?
And maybe it would have been a bigger struggle. And
yeah.
Yeah, maybe it would have been like, I mean, I get in a taxi or I'll meet someone and they'll switch for me.
Yeah.
So there's no, and I'm not blaming them.
Huh?
And then there's always this thing, oh, Swedes love speaking
yeah.
English. But then they don't like, seeing a Swede speak English,
no.
it feels quite embarrassing. But they, and I honestly, your level of English, I know you're thinking this is not great. It's absolutely perfect. It's fine.
It's sweating. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the naked elephant in the room, you know.
But beautiful.
If I had done it differently, what I would have done is I would have learned the language as soon as I was kind of, I'd signed up for SFE. I've done SFE like 4 times.
Yeah.
Like I've, you know, and I've had...
How does it work? Is it like a test in the end or...
It's a test to go to another level.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But it's straight in. You walk in and the teachers speak to you in Swedish.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, people are like, what's going on? Yeah. And you go, excuse me. And they go, hey, svenska. And you're like, ursäkta, brah. You know, and it's just chaos. And it's also... I tried when the corona thing happened, I signed up again. I thought I've got time off comedy here, so I'll go and do it. And I went in, this is like a very lame excuse, but I went in and everybody was coughing in the room.
Yeah.
Like, and then the teacher was like, okay, this is English, the only time I speak English.
Yeah.
Who's taking the vaccination? I was the only one.
Really?
And I was like, I can't.
No.
I can't do this. No. I can't. This is gonna kill me.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it was, that is a very lame excuse for not learning. But it's been a number of those. It's been a number of mistakes on my part.
But I visualized, like, the people in your class was the last one to learn to swim.
Okay.
I realize, I think it's like, it's getting harder for every year because the other one who can't swim are like 9 and you're 15 and it's hard to to deal with that. Is it the same with SFE? Like, you know, it's the 4th time, it's hard to start all over? Or
a lot of people go, you understand? Like, and maybe I do. Yeah. Do you know what? Maybe I do. But I feel also like, the guy with the beard that turns up for school. Do you know what I mean? And everyone's kind of going through puberty. And there's a guy that turns up in a car with a beard. And you're like, this guy, you know, like, yeah, it's all right. We don't talk about Bruce, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Yeah. I feel like I've let down.
Have you been giving up?
No.
No?
No, I did have a friend. This is easy. It's easy looking back in hindsight. But my thing is, what I would do if I had the opportunity to do it all over again, whenever I went into a coffee shop, I would order in Swedish.
Yeah.
I would speak more at home in Swedish.
Yeah.
I would I just talk more and more. And I think that's, you know.
Yeah.
But I've done everything. I've watched kids' films in, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've found Nemo in Swedish, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, some have got bigger things, you know, murderers have got bigger problems, you know, but I have got that regret.
Yeah.
You know?
I really feel for you. My ex-girlfriend's dad was American and he had lived here for like 25 years. He could barely say hello because, as you describe it, everyone just... was so happy when they realized they could talk English with him, especially when I had like drinking three beers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be hard for you to like, hey, en kaffe, tack.
Well, I mean, I remember when I first came here and we went to my wife's like grandparents in this little stuga, and all the granddad could speak was the soundtrack to My Fair Lady.
Okay.
In English.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, yes, let's go down following the snow. And it was just like, what the hell? And then we were all chatting. And then he said, next time, bring me a Mexican so I can speak to him. Like that. It was like really weird kind of, okay, you know. So he could speak some Spanish.
Yeah.
But didn't, you know, the English was a problem.
Yeah.
But that's what... I would say when I first started coming here, there was a lot of lonely times of just sitting there in silence because everybody spoke Swedish and I was trying to follow it.
Yeah.
But it's like chasing a rabbit in the forest. Mm-hmm. You sort of see the tail and you're like, there it is. I got it. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And there's like a fucking horse running towards you. Yeah. You know, like it just goes, oh, you weren't talking about that, you know? Even topics I lose.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's the one thing. And it could have helped me, you know, media-wise, yeah. Like doing like the podcasts, doing radio. Because I do radio. If I've ever done a radio, they will ask me the question, I will answer it, and then they will repeat it in Swedish.
Yeah. And then it loses the flow in the conversation.
Like, no, like that. That's not it.
Yeah.
You've made an absolute disgrace of that joke, you know. And you've got the timing, and you're like, did it, and they're like,
no flow left.
Else is, and I'm like, oh god, you know. But yeah.
We are going to leave this subject, even though I'm deeply curious, and also I feel for you because I don't feel comfortable in English. As I told you before, started this. The plan with this meeting is that you and I are going to be friends. That's the plan. What's your thought about that? Genuinely,
I think you're a caring guy because you have. You've laid upon me the thing of not speaking language and feeling uncomfortable on your own podcast, and you've changed the language for me. So I'm liking the commitment to the friendship. I'm liking the way that you're trying. You know, like you haven't put your hand up and said, "Hey, fuck off." You've said, "No, I'll change into something uncomfortable." For you. So I like that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the times I've met you, met you a few times, always been nice.
Yeah, I think so too. In this time of your life, are you open to new relationship? Are you...
That is another thing I would say is I struggle to find friends.
Yeah.
I mean, look how long this took for us to actually do this.
Yeah.
I'm not the life of the party. I have friends that I talk to that are in England more than I talk to in Sweden.
Yeah.
So they'll call, you know. So I talk more on the phone than I do. I don't meet up with people.
No.
If I have a night off, I stay at home. I've got two kids as well.
Yeah.
You know, my wife. So, but you know what it's like. We're doing stand-up. Some nights you just go, I just want to be at home watching.
But do you think it's a stand-up thing that it's like it takes some of your social energy to be on the stage? So maybe you want to be alone after you spend time with 5,000 people? Is it something like that?
I also find I really disappoint people off stage. Like, I find that people are kind of going, he's not, this guy's dull, you know, like, oh my God.
I have no idea what that word means, but...
Boring.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
He, he's serious, you know, he's just been going for fun and jumping around and making us all laugh, and now he doesn't really want to talk to us. Yeah.
But that's stupid people who think you're going to be the same on and off the stage, I think.
But also I think they sort of want the gig to go, you know, to carry on, you know. But I also think we have an obligation to, when people meet you, you're still that person.
Yeah.
So if they've come to see your show and then you go, I can't talk to you right
now.
They're like, they forget the stand-up.
Yeah.
They're like, God, Robin's gone up his own ass you know.
True that. Then I rather if I feel low after a gig, I it's like of course not on the same level. But hypothetically, I don't meet people afterwards. Because I don't want to meet. I don't want to give anyone my disappointed self. So
mate, I've done gigs that I think have been all right, and people have come up and gone, that was great, and I've convinced them that it wasn't. It wasn't that good. Like, come on.
You're only Swedish.
Yeah.
The argument that you have kids is not a new one for this podcast, so I'm fine with that. The fact that you're not so, the light of the party, so social, I'm perfectly fine with that. Not everyone can be Henke Nyblom.
No.
It would be,
and thank God they're not.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We need one.
Yeah.
And the main challenge is the language, but we can work it through, I think.
We'll get through this?
Yeah. So I'm going to start a jingle and let's try to become friends then.
Yes.
Yeah. Al, who shot
JFK?
No, Olof Palme.
I watched the series.
Yeah, with Robert Gustafsson. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was him. No.
You know he was there, right? He was really.
Was he?
Yeah. He was in the same cinema.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everywhere. That guy, isn't he? Like, you know, he dabbles everything. I think it was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Olof Palme done a lot of good things.
Yeah.
And but I think the flat earth has just had enough. And I think they just haven't mentioned it. I think it's something that they believe in that, and now that it's gone to TV, you don't hear that much of the flat earthers, do you? Do you know what I mean?
No.
They've gone a bit quiet since the old TV series. So, yeah, definitely. Nailed on some kind of weird conspiracy theory guy.
Yeah.
Or the government.
No one has asked them, I think. Have you shot Olof Palme? I don't think... Maybe a year. We did it.
And that's why all these press conferences are so confusing. They just don't bring any more evidence. And there's always someone going, we haven't asked them, you know.
Yeah.
So if I was part of it...
Yeah.
It's a very weird thing. It's a bit like... Who shot JFK, isn't it, almost? Like, but it feels like that's such an American thing and there's loads of... But Swedish people seem to have just accepted that they'll never find them.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's sort of... There's too much... There's too much cover-up.
I think it's too late to even... If someone gave you a videotape of who did it, I think... 30% will believe that it's the real tape. I think it's too late.
Absolutely. And people would, you know, even if someone said, here, this is me, I had the gun, I FaceTimed it, you know, like, the first FaceTime, I did it. Everyone would be like, this guy, let's put him in prison, you know. So let's put him in prison for just talking shit, you know.
Don't take our time.
Yeah. I do like those kind of things where... They haven't tied it up at the end. Yep. They haven't gone, right, we've done it. And you're totally right. No matter what they do now, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which haircut would you have if you could?
Can I talk about past haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a problem with red hair when I was little, like ginger.
Yeah.
It was something I really... Not as a kid, but as I became a teenager, I was like, I don't want ginger hair, you know? So I dyed my hair.
Yep.
Like I put some kind of brown in it and I was playing golf and it rained and it just all ran down my face.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it can't be like that. Also, when I was at school, I went to a Catholic school, which is a weird thing for Swedish people because you are who you are. For you people, it's like going to like Pokemon University or something, you know. There is a band called the House Martins, and they have a song called Caravan of Love.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the time of your life? It's time to stand up and fight. It's all right, it's all right. Hand in hand, we'll take a cab.
They, in the video, they shave a cross in their head. I thought, what a good idea that would be. So,
a Catholic cross.
And they... I had the cross, went to a Catholic school. You'd think, do you know what I mean? You'd think turning up there, they'd be like, this is cool, man. Can you get like Jesus's face on the other side, you know? And got told, sent straight home.
Yeah.
Had to shave it off. So I took all the hair off. I think I got suspended for like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But I went to a school where there was priests.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking, yeah, one of them did get arrested for that. And
downloading.
Not on me. And Ginger, you see. But then brothers, we had brothers and sisters, like nuns. So they, I'd like to talk about this in comedy. I find it very difficult. I don't know if it's funny because it's just awful. Like they were proper. They used to grab your ear, like your bleeding ear. They would hit you with a metal bar. They would, I got caned. Used to get a bamboo stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the back. That's what I did last Thursday. Here's me thinking, this is tragic. You're like, yeah, 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 I know that. No, we just got awful stuff happen to us. Stuff that I think of my kids now and I go, oh, God, you know, there's no way I'd do that. I, you know, I, the worst thing is I, you know, don't buy FIFA points for my son, you know. That's like his punishment. But so I went to that school. So it was quite harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why are you religious?
No, no. My mother's side of the family is Irish.
Yeah.
So they were pretty Catholic. But my mum and dad were not.
No.
But they felt, oh, yeah, they've got to. You've got to carry on. So I went to, like, Catholic schools, all boys. Just frustration, just, you know, hard schools as well, you know. And then, yeah, I wasn't religious. Although I probably went to church like every day at school.
Yeah.
But now I'm, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
But what happened to your red hair?
I don't know. It just sort of, people think I've dyed, people who see me now, my family, they're like, you've dyed your hair again, haven't you? You've dyed it. And I'm like, no, I haven't. I, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what's happened. I just, it's just gone browner. But I've had a problem with the style of hair that I want. I mean, look at your one. You tied it up before the pod. I liked it. It was just hanging out. And then you were like, no, I'm going to tie this up. My hair is, it's brutal. I don't know what to do with it. It's like, it's almost like fashion. I don't have a thing that I wear that is me.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel that way?
Yeah.
But you have good, how do you say, förutsättningar? You know what that means? You have, I Google it now because I can't find any other word for it. And don't, Alex, who is some clipper in a podden, don't make this part shorter. Let them hear how bad I am.
Yeah, but I'm...
Svenska, engelska.
But you see, my problem is I want to say the answer, but I'm going to be embarrassed by it.
You can guess if you want what I meant.
You've got a good stage.
You have the good conditions.
Conditions.
Yeah. I mean, you have all your hair left, I guess.
Yeah, I'm 50.
Yeah. You're in good shape. You could find your style.
This has turned a corner. Yeah. This is more than friendship.
I love you.
I suppose. I went vegan about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this what this podcast is? Me just telling
yes,
you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not. I find it quite uncomfortable talking. All about my. I'm like, I'll walk away from this, and I'll be like, and it's snowing, and I'll be just like throwing snow in my face, going, "Why did you talk about yourself, you dick? You talked about your hair.
Yeah.
Talk about Robin's hair. Robin's like bloody Tarzan hair.
You turned vegan 4 years ago.
Yeah, I went vegan. That was a big lifestyle.
Yeah.
Very big change for me. I was raw meat guy, you know. So, and that made me feel healthy. I don't drink alcohol.
No.
That's another aspect. Yeah. I don't have those three or four beers.
No, exactly.
That goes, hey, how are you? Can I prate with you in the spy bar? Hey! Yeah. You know, that's never me.
No. But the haircut you're going to, if you could, you choose the, I guess, with the crosses on the sides, or?
I'd get a cross again, just to confuse people. Just so people go, God, he's religious. Yeah. And I'd be like, do you know what? I'm not, mate. I'm not. Just, the hairdresser slipped, you know.
Twice.
Or I'd get it all off but leave the hair where a ball patch would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, I guess, like brothers and sisters. Did the brothers have that? No?
No, you're thinking of Friar Tuck, aren't you? Like from Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
But they did
wrong weird, church.
They had the collars.
Okay, yeah.
The weird dog collar. Yeah. No, not dog collar, but the white card thing.
Yeah, the krage.
I mean, it's very easy to go against the Catholic thing. I think it's a very dangerous thing, the schooling, though.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was silence in the room.
Yeah.
Someone would drop a pen and and they were kind of almost sexually frustrated as well. They were, you know, like just angry all the time.
How long did you go there?
Well, from like 5 to 15. I got asked to leave school.
Why?
I spent too much time outside the classroom because I just got kicked out. I became the old cliche is you make them laugh or you can fight. Mm. But I was part of a group who I think we were quite evil, like kind of we started doing dumb shit.
Mm.
One time we had an open school day in a community college, and we got into the boardroom of the community college, found some wine. We were like 13, 14 and drank the wine. Then we went to play indoor football. We're all good at sports.
Yeah.
And we're all drunk. Yeah. We're in our jeans. And one of the teachers went, okay. And then I got suspended for that.
Yeah.
I think it was more they were caring for the class who were actually learning.
Mm.
And for me, they were like, this guy's an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also had I was lost as well, man. Yeah. I don't know if you knew you were going to be a comedian, but.
Oh, no, no, no. Still don't know.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know what I would do when I grow up.
When you grow up.
Yeah. But I think with the school, with this type of school, I am the opposite of an expert. But in this sort of. Now I'm going to Google another word because in this type of. På svenska heter det kväst. Like when it very like it says hurt. It's very strict and it's very like hard.
Disciplined.
Yeah, disciplined. Yeah. I think what it would do to me if I wasn't that age, it would turn me more into a guy that steals wine and get drunk.
I think you're totally right. I think that's what it was. Also, we had like a job advisor or you know, and I went to them when I was like 14 and they said, what do you want to do? And I wanted to be a horse racing commentator.
Really?
That was my dream.
Huh.
Not my dream, but that was what I wanted to do.
Why?
I just love it. Yeah. Like round they come, 300 meters out, here comes Our Fools, and then here comes Bounty Hawk, here comes Bunk. It was all that. I loved all that. I used to watch TV with the sound down and do the commentary myself. I used to print out horse racing fields.
Yeah.
Like the names, give them to all my mates. They'd get a name.
Yeah.
They'd put it all in and I'd just pick one out. And so it'd be like Robin would win.
Yeah.
And then I'd go, round they come. Here comes Robin. Robin's flying. So, I was really into it. Yeah. And they said, no chance. You've got, you're not very good at, you're not good enough with your English.
Mm.
So, no. It was proper like, no. You need to get in that warehouse and start picking boxes up. Mm. You know, it was like proper, dreams crushed.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But we have it in Sweden too. Have you tried it?
I did a gig for a racing company.
Yeah.
And I said, could I do another gig for you and then do one race?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. And never heard back from
them.
No.
Please.
I think they were probably joking, actually.
Yeah. Okay, the first time.
But like sometimes being a comedian, they're like, of course. What, you want to ride the horse next? You're an idiot, mate. Dude. You know, so yeah.
Yeah. But if anyone who is listening owns a horse racing company, please contact us.
Make dreams happen.
Yeah. Maybe in English then.
Yeah.
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 When was the last time you threw up?
I think it was probably, I remember literally the first time, but the last time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Was I was in Hofors. Hofors by Javla.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sandviken.
Yeah.
Where there's a hotel.
Hofors.
Hofors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the same place. There's a hotel which is in the library as well.
Okay,
which is
yeah.
a weird thing. But I had in the center area, a bit hungry. I had a baked potato with chicken curry. Dangerous. Never had food poisoning before. Was going to Finland the next day to gig. Remember eating it going, something a bit weird here. This isn't. And then just, I've never had food poisoning and it was just constant. It was a waterfall of, it got silly. It was kind of like, I couldn't even talk. It was brutal.
When was this?
In Helsinki.
Yeah, when?
Well, when? It was 2017, 2018.
Oh, you haven't thrown up in 5 years?
No, I don't drink.
Ah, yeah.
So there's, there's no real...
That's a good reason not to drink. Not throw up in 5 years.
Well, the first time I properly drank...
Yeah.
On my own was when I was about 11.
Yeah.
And I filled up 2 glasses of whiskey. I'm measuring them here and I'm just realizing that nobody
and
knows.
Pints, sir.
Pints, yeah, pints. My mum and dad were out.
Yeah.
I thought, I will have these drinks
and
everything will be fine. Next thing I know, my dad is shouting at me.
Yeah.
I've vomited all over the house. Like, I've just, it's like feeding a dog chocolate or something. You know, like, it's just everywhere. It's a disgrace. If someone said, hey, can you ruin our house, but only use vomit?
Taskmasters.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll give it a go. It was proper, like, over the walls. But I remember my mum and dad were quite proud of me for drinking. Like, they weren't looking at the vomit going, oh, that's very good shape and, good texture. But they were like, oh, you've done it, son. Yeah. You've had your drink.
Oh, really?
And then I think they thought I would then go off and not drink.
Yeah.
And I went off and drank heavily.
Yeah. But in the long term, they were right. Because they don't drink now.
Yeah, but I had to stop.
Okay.
I stopped when I was like 25 because I chased like a homeless person down the street once.
Really?
Just trying to talk to them.
Really?
Genuinely not aggressive.
Yeah.
G'day, mate. How you doing? And this guy's like, just fear. And I start running after him.
What?
Yeah.
You had a drinking problem?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Bad. And so I've been like, I don't even look at it as sober, really. I just don't drink. And I had this thing the other day where it was like non-alcoholic beer.
Mm.
And they go on, there's no alcohol, but it's just the taste.
Because
then I'd go, oh, it's only 1%.
Mm.
Oh, it's all right, it's only 4. And then I'd be naked, in Galleria and in town, No, it's only 15%, So. So I just don't, it doesn't mix with me.
Yeah.
At all.
But why? the 2 pints of whiskey? Where did that come from? Was it a mistake or did you hurt yourself?
I think it was a case of, oh, I've got to try this.
Yeah.
But my mum and dad, it's very different in New Zealand as well. In New Zealand, you've always got drink in the house.
Mm.
So there's always cans of beer.
Yeah.
There's always whiskey. There's always alcohol there. Mm. So it was always like, fill it up in a bottle, you know, take all, I don't know if you did this here, you get a Coca-Cola bottle and you just fill it up and you'd fill it up with water.
Yeah.
Went to university and then I just became really sad. Mm. I used to drink and cry and got dark thoughts, thoughts that were like, right, I'm off. You won't see me again. This is it. And everyone's like, oh God, here we go again. No, I mean it. Writing notes to people. And
really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I had to really, and peeing in wardrobes, peeing on my housemates. I mean, there's a way to greet new housemates. Yeah. I don't think that's it.
No.
You know, I don't think they've got their boxes all around the house. And they're like, oh, this feels nice. What the heck, Dad? You know? So, I mean, I'd love to. I mean, you know, my kind of comedy is based on making jokes about Sweden.
Yeah.
There are aspects of me. I'd love to do a show which talks about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I find it tough
to change. Dark.
Yeah, to change the sound, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because people go, oh, this is going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
What? He peed on his housemate. Mm. Okay. And he wanted to kill him. Okay. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe someday.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hmm. What's the most painful thing you experienced?
Breakup, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not very good emotional. I've got better.
Mm.
But emotional wise, if a girl broke up with me, that would hurt.
Yep.
Also, I grew up in New Zealand, so we had family in the UK because my parents are English and Irish and that. So any kind of death of a family member, I didn't really feel it because I was so far. I didn't know them. But
how old were you when you moved to New Zealand?
5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I went to New Zealand with a really broad Yorkshire accent.
Mm.
So I was walking around going, oh, yeah, I like it here.
Yeah.
This is bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
And I got hassled about that.
Yep.
Like that was, I was picked on for that. But I had a couple of girlfriends. That's one of those things. We've all got those things in life where we look back and God.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. I had a girl who I really liked, Michelle. And I just... Yeah, I was just immature. I think it's taken me, I was a late to find maturity.
Mm.
It's taken me ages, for years. I still struggle with it. Mm. Even at 50, yeah. I still sulk. I still kind of don't talk to people. I mean, grow up, man. But I would think it was possibly stalker kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Where I would ring her up just to hear, and then, I did one time, I put like on a kettle and pretended I was in an airport flying to America. To make her feel like, oh, wow, he's so cool.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And then I think I went to school on the Monday.
Short trip.
<Yeah. laughs> So when I say stalker, it wasn't, wasn't a dangerous,
nope.
I was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
When you're taking flowers to a girl when you're like 11,
yeah,
that is, and you've just vomited all over your own house. I mean, you've got some problems. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like a romantic Macaulay Culkin.
But so, what was it like to move? I guess the cultural change from England to New Zealand was big too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've never felt, when I went to New Zealand, I've always been English there, and my accent isn't that strong New Zealand.
Mm.
And then I went back to England, and they were like, I'd go, hello, and they'd go, oh, right, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
And then I come to Sweden,
and I don't 100% ever feel Swedish, no. You know. So
but is New Zealand is that the place where you feel like culturally and like language wise most home?
Yeah. And sporting wise,
yeah.
I when I was in New Zealand, I supported England.
Yep.
And then when I went to England, I supported New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah. So it's
what's that about?
I always feel it's like now when England play Sweden at football,
yeah.
I support Sweden.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's because I'm an asshole. No, I just think, am I looking for an argument? I don't know. I just maybe it's the underdog.
Yeah.
Maybe it's people go, oh, you should like this. This is who you should support.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah.
Rebel.
But which sport are New Zealand good in the first place?
Rugby.
Rugby, yeah.
Very good. Rugby and cricket.
Yeah.
And New Zealand played England at the cricket final and they lost on the last ball, one of the most controversial games ever.
Okay.
So you can't lose any more tragically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a goalkeeper going up, saving it, and it explodes in their hand. Yeah. Takes the goalkeeper's head off and it rolls over the line. Yeah. It was like one of those. And I'm not even exaggerating. I think culturally I feel New Zealand.
Yeah, but the team you support is Huddersfield, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you have kept them.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Yeah.
I supported them. I went through the big Arsenals, Liverpools when I was little. And then I was like, oh, you know, from about 9, 10, I've supported them. And yeah, when big teams or big fans say, oh, life is shit now as a Chelsea fan, it's shit as a Huddersfield fan.
Yeah.
It's just depressing. Yeah. It reminds me of the train spotting when he's just going, we're Scottish, we're just wankers. You know, the English are wank or whatever. You know, we're Scottish. You know, it always feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're really into like is it sport generally or is it only football?
I love sport, but football is. I'm not a massive like Olympics fan but I found recently football just sitting there and just watching a game is just even if it's you know Offenheim versus Frankfurt you know it doesn't really matter. I can just watch. You know, so I find it a very relaxing thing.
Yeah.
But then following a team stresses me out.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point now. I mean, we're bottom of the championship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care as much right at this moment, probably because the World Cup's on. You know, but yeah, it's just too much. It's like every Saturday, you know?
Yeah. But did you say you were good? You were a talent yourself. You good?
My dad was very good.
Okay,
that's the reason why we went to New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah,
for him to play football.
Yeah.
Wow.
The the Daily Mirror, like Aftonbladet in England, they had an ad. It was something like, do you have a trade? Are you an engineer or a welder?
Yeah.
Can you play football? It was kind of like. Almost like a Back to the Future ad, you know? And so my dad, we went over there and he played football and they got him a job.
Okay.
So he would work and then he was like he got money to play.
Yeah.
But he was really good.
Yeah. And it was in the first league in.
Yeah. And I think if he hadn't had family, I think he would have gone further.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then. I played and then just sort of discovered a bit of alcohol.
Yep.
And
just, pints of whiskey at 11.
And pints of whiskey, Jackson Pollock vomiting across everything. But I also had a bit of a chip on my shoulder with my dad playing football because he was so good.
Mm.
I just had friends. Mm. And in New Zealand, we've got beaches and we've got places that we go to.
Yeah.
So it was just like, are we going to party or are we going to play this game?
Yeah.
And it, you know, after a while, it just got pointless.
Yeah.
You know.
What don't you eat?
I don't eat meat.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't eat... I really struggle with fish.
Mm.
Always have.
Mm.
This whole nonsense of herring and... I mean, it can just... And I'll say this. I hope this is recorded. Yeah. It can go fuck itself.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
People, fermented stuff. Yeah. There's like a museum in Malmo about...
Yeah, with disgusting food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
And you have to pay to get in.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not my bag. I tend to stay away from things that will hurt me.
Yeah.
That seems so simple, but... Yeah. I'm not a joy finder. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not one to go, oh, here, try these. I think in Thailand once I tried fried cockroach or something like that. And I just still don't know why I did it. A mate gave me a bug that was in chocolate and I was vegetarian.
Yeah.
And he was like, ah! Which now looking back is awful.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not, if someone says, oh, here, this is a grease, this is the testicles of a grease, and we've baked them in soda with butter. I'm like, no, go back. That's testicles of a grease. It just, I'm not interested.
No.
You know?
I feel exactly the same, but I am also scared that if I keep listening to that voice, I'm going to, it's going to get more and more things that I don't do and don't like. And I'm, because I was on Gröna Lund.
Yeah.
And I was scared to go on rides that I would have gone on like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like a
it's
downhill what I want to do.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is. That's my roller coaster.
No, I mate, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I think I'm not going to be on my deathbed and they go, you want to say anything? Come here closer. I didn't go on the big roller coaster. You know, like, I don't know if you have those regrets.
I didn't eat the cockroach in white chocolate. I missed the life.
Yeah, it's... I wish I was more daring. Mm. I wish I was not as... Is it boring or is it just common sense where people go, jump off that cliff, it'll be great. I think...
Both, maybe.
I think I'll be the one that bangs the head.
Yeah.
And I'm gone.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't want to be that little bit in a newspaper.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No. Like where, like, he fell off a roller coaster. No. He stood up. Or, so, you know, like, do you know what I mean?
No.
I don't want to be that person.
How do you want to die then, if not by standing up in a roller coaster?
I had it was a thing that I said in the last show about, my dad used to say to me, if I get sick or old, burn me. It always stayed with me. It was like, what? Okay, yeah. And I was like eight, eating Cocoa Pops, you know? Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do that, yeah. Burn me. God. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm 50, and I think I felt better in the last 10 years, 15 years than I did before then.
Really?
So, obviously, I'm, yeah. I want it to be quick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't need to be a hero when it happens. I don't need to be saving Olaf Palme. Hasse Brontén was there, wasn't he? He was a police officer.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't want to be a hero. Or maybe I do.
Yeah.
Like old woman cross the road, I rugby tackle her, take her out.
Yeah.
Bus hits me.
Yeah. Yeah, that yeah. But maybe give it 30 years. You can do it when you're old too, maybe.
Yeah, I want to do a couple more tours and then. So if there's any old ladies out there, you know.
Please wait.
Don't cross the road.
Yet. So this would be a perfect ending, but we have a segment left because we have to get through the listeners' questions.
Okay,
but
yeah.
First, have you been to Romme Alpin?
What do you call me? No.
No? Now it's time for the listeners' Patreon frågorna.
Okay.
Rulla jingen.
Patreon.
So, let's start with shots och tjena. Who wonders, Do you think of yourself as an adult?
I do, but I can be incredibly childish.
Yeah.
I can have an argument with my son just about a very simple thing, and my brain doesn't say, come on, mate, you're the adult here. You've made this child. Stop being a dick. So I still do stupid things.
Yeah.
I've got better at it, but I still look at other people, especially in comedy, and I'm like, oh, they're doing good. I'm doing shit, you know. Yeah. But I have got better at just blinkers focus.
Yeah.
So I can be an adult, but I think we've all got to have that child. Mm. You've got to have that little glint in your eye that you can be a bit of a dick.
Yeah. Martin Ruben, which is your near-death experience, closest near-death experience?
I think the most scared I've ever been was on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this, as we record this, I'm going to New Zealand in 3 weeks. So please, if anything happens, I was on a plane from Queenstown to Wellington. Queenstown in New Zealand, it's like the adventure capital of the world.
Mm.
So they do bungee jumps from like helicopters and, you know, that kind of nonsense, which I think is stupid.
Canyon swing, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's all that kind of. But bungee jump from a helicopter always freaked. I always thought I'd go down and then come back up and go into the blades, you know? I'd be that guy, you know?
Like a yo-yo?
Yeah. Or the helicopter starts spinning.
That's how I want to die.
Pushing an old lady off out of a helicopter. I got on this plane. My wife and I got on this plane. They shut down the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Everything came up. Cancelled this one flight. We're going to take out. I was like, okay. And I've got better at flying.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good flyer at this point. We get on, and the pilot is this Kiwi guy who goes, all right, folks, it's going to be a bit windy out there, but we'll see how we go, eh? I mean, we can always turn back, but we won't be serving any coffee or anything, obviously, because you're burned to death, but let's see how this goes. We're like, what? Like, see how it goes, you know? We go up, and it's chaos.
Yeah.
You're basically, there's people hitting, you know, the baggage thing with their heads, and he goes on at one point, he goes, I just want, like that, and we're like, like people are screaming, people are crying, people are praying. Honestly, it was like, I thought, if I survive this, it can't be worse.
Yeah.
And then when we landed, paramedics had to come on and give someone oxygen.
Really?
Yeah. The pilot. No. But no, there was a woman that just collapsed at the back.
Wow.
And it was, that's as close as, you know. But it was.
Do you get compensated or something like that? Or do you just leave you to go home? Or
you just get. I think a friend of mine was picking us up.
Yeah.
And I got off and people were speechless.
Yeah.
Like people were like, why? And then she was like, the person, she was like, you're the only plane flying in. And Wellington's a very windy place anyway. It's like Chicago. And it was like, you know, the plane was all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's as close as I've ever got. And it was, mate, terrifying.
Yeah.
Sadly, very sadly.
Yeah. Damn. When was this?
2006, 2007. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but good luck going back then.
No, but I've got better at flying now. I've got used to the noises.
Hmm? But how often do you go there?
I haven't been there now with the corona thing. I haven't been for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay. But you have your whole family there?
Yeah, I've got my mum and dad.
Mm. Do you have a place?
They've got a place?
Do you have?
No. So I we'll go there and we'll have 3 weeks relaxing. Yeah. I went back last time and I did a gig and I didn't find it that good thing to do. It was like the gig was at the end of the holiday. And my parents are coming, they're bringing friends up. And
Are you famous there?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Started my comedy in England.
Yeah.
But every time I've gone back, they're kind of like, is this guy from England?
Or? Yeah.
It's a little bit like here where I'm kind of this international or Swedish. No one really knows where I am.
Marcus Vetelinen, he asks, who is the most underrated comedian in Sweden?
Robin Berglund. Take the gun away. Take the gun away.
It's not a gun. It's an ice cream.
It'd be great if I just speak and it's your voice. Robin Berglund. The most underrated, so many. Again, the language thing. I find it a bit of a struggle understanding. I like Adil Fakir because he's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
And he's also, so I know his, I know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
I think Josephine Sonk is good.
Yeah. Great.
You're doing great.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be mentioned in this category at all. But I thank you very much. I think both Adil and Josephine are great.
Yeah.
Mitfiel wonders, if your life was a song, which one would it be?
It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. I don't know, really.
There you go. No spoken word there.
Yeah. There's like dogs howling in the background. I quite like the low loom of the lineman, the Wichita lineman, that song.
Mm, no idea.
Sorry. It's very bad if you don't know it. Myself, isn't it? I don't know how I can have a song and I don't know the name of it.
Oh, no.
No, anything by U2, Beautiful Day.
Can his pitch, what's the deal with U2? Why do you love them so much?
Just being a fan.
Are they good or is it just a...
Well, they're at that point now where if Bono recorded himself vomiting around his house after three Irish whiskeys, I'd still go, this is really good.
Really?
And people would go, it's not, it's shit.
Have you met him?
Yes.
Yep.
I had a story about it. I've done this before, the story, but I met him and I went to shake his hand and as our hands came close, this is absolutely true. This is, you've got to remember, I'm meeting my hero, right? And he's small. And I go in with a handshake. And as I get closer, I've seen everyone do handshakes. So I go for fist bump.
Yeah.
This is genuine, right? And his hand doesn't move. So I just end up like just hitting the end of his hand. And the whole problems in the stomach. So then I sort of panic. But I'm still going, yeah. And I grab his finger. Really? It was unbelievable.
It's the worst handshake ever.
Oh, yeah. But it was kind of, I did that with the rappers. They're from Breding, Ison and...
Fille.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd done something with Ison. And I saw him on a tube in Östermalm. And... He went to fist bump and I didn't. I just held his hand like that. I just like smothered his hand like paper, scissors, rock. Like, oh my God. I think that I love those kind of embarrassments though.
But why did you meet Bono?
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, but in what situation?
Oh, he was doing a book signing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I had a thing when I was drinking where I used to get up on stage. When bands were playing, I was that guy.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw REM in front of 80,000 people and people were getting pushed forward down the front and I fell over the front. And then as I'm walking underneath the stage, I just see scaffolding, the cross of scaffolding. God, I can get up there. And I climb up.
Yeah.
And before I know it, I'm on stage with Michael Stipe, right? I'm an idiot. Yeah. I go on my knees and do I'm not worthy, which I regret. And then security just grabbed me, take me. And then I sober up instantly.
Okay.
I'm backstage and the security Americans full on are like, how the hell did this guy get here? You know, and
where was this?
This was in Auckland.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I was very lucky that they didn't beat me up. They just let me back out into the concert.
Really?
Yeah. Because, unbelievable.
I mean, if it was a football stadium, you probably wouldn't be welcome back.
No, I got arrested at cricket once. I got bored at cricket and I was drunk It was England versus New Zealand, and I ran onto the pitch in underwear.
Really?
Yeah. And you had to pay like a $500 fine, which is...
worth it?
Like 2,000 kroner or something, to charity.
Okay.
That was the thing. You didn't get a police record.
Mm.
You just had to give money. There was a guy about an hour after I got arrested. I thought I was going to get on the pitch. I slipped and just, I literally stood on the pitch and they got me. There was a guy that got through security and bowled an orange to the batsman. He was a hero. Yeah. I was an idiot. But then afterwards, you have to go in to a charity place, pay the money, and then you get the receipt and you take it to the police station and they go, oh, we can sign you off, you fatty dickhead.
You have a system.
So I went in and I got embarrassed and I was walking around like Medina, like a charity shop, like where you can donate money or something, you know. I was like, oh, this is a very nice place. I'd like to make a donation, please. And I, maybe 500. And the woman goes, get arrested at the cricket, did you? I was like, yeah. That was some low point. So I've always had that fascination with getting up on stage and being with a band, and you two were this band that I've seen them like maybe 40-50 times.
What?
Yeah. I'm massive.
Yeah.
But I'm
never on stage.
Never up on stage, but you never know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the night is young.
Yeah. Maybe a horse racing person, if they can get in touch, if you know Bono as well, he'd make a good rider, a jockey.
Yeah, it's quite small. Shorts, yeah,
very
perfect.
Small. Yeah,
And you could make a good friend because we done it.
We did it.
Yeah, we are friends.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever got to a point and then not? Or they always ask this, do they?
But those episodes aren't published. So,
wow.
And they don't exist. But technically, it could happen. I don't invite people I don't like. So
wow.
But it could happen, I guess.
My stomach's been rumbling throughout as well. Did you hear that?
No.
I thought that was quite a nice friendship thing because my stomach kept on going.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a friend, man.
Yeah, I make you relax or something. So here's an kompis band.
En riktig van.
Yeah, also...
don't think that's going to go over my wrist. I don't know if this is
you don't think? Yeah,
kind of ring or...
As I told you, you have good förutsättningar. Du har stora händer också. Det är manligt. Vad heter det nu då?
Do you know what? My daughter, was she allowed to wear this? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
We are friends now. Thank you so much for taking your time. And
friends for life.
Yeah, friends for life. Me and your daughter, because she's going to wear the...
Well, that's gone awkward now. And lifts the table, big fight. I've said stuff... A good friend is someone that listens.
Yeah.
And I've said stuff that I've never said before. So
really?
There we go. Yeah.
An absolute pleasure to have you here. Would you like some last word when I recommend something or make people buy tickets or something?
Oh, if you want to come and see me do comedy, that's great. But if not, good Yule.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Very clear.
And look after each other because the world is a sad place. No, just whatever.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Kära vänner, välkomna till Byssel-segmentet. Det är ju här som jag hyllar det som hyllas bör. Det som hyllas bör är de som har varit fullödiga 50 kronors patrons till podden i 3 månader eller mer. Pass på. Maria Strängberg, Jonas Monsen, Lars Lagge Lindqvist, Joakim Martinsson, Viktor Bäckåsen, Henrik Isaksson, Cecilia Isaksson, Superhamster, Robert Johansson, Carl Martin Polnov, Daniel Enander, Anna Södertörn, Stadens Kafferosteri, Per Hultman Boje, Kristoffer Esping, Pauline Kullberg, Mikael Konradsson, Tobias Olsson, Erik Fröderberg, Twister Christer, Filip Axelsson, Andreas Eriksson, Jonas Udén, Mange B, Julia Helén, Mikael Wester, Johan Dykhoff, Peter Axling, Daniel Melin, podcasten Värvet. Hjärtligt tack för att ni lyssnade. Vi hörs om en vecka. Puss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.